Before recognizing Mr. Boland, let me, on behalf of members of the subcommittee, wish you a happy birthday and thank you for spending a good part of your birthday with us. Chair now recognizes Mr. Boland.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's no place I'd rather spend my birthday than right here with this subcommittee. Mr. Chairman, it's an honor to be back representing the National Business Aviation Association. As everyone on this committee well knows, business aviation is an FAA-defined term. It's the use of any general aviation aircraft for a business purpose. And business aviation is clearly an important part of the general aviation community. Business aviation is also an important engine for our nation's economy and a vital link in our air transportation system. Business aviation is about jobs. Over 1.2 million jobs in the United States, good manufacturing jobs, service jobs, jobs that we can keep in the United States in the 21st century. Business aviation is also about a lifeline to our nation's small towns and rural communities. As this committee knows, there have been a number of communities that have lost commercial airline service over the past year and a half. For those communities, business aviation has never been more important. Business aviation is about making our companies more productive, more nimble, helping them communicate and survive in a very harsh economic environment. As this committee knows, business aviation operators are primarily small and mid-sized companies. They need the benefits of business aviation to survive. It has already been discussed today that our economy is suffering. And when our economy suffers, business aviation suffers. Like commercial airlines, business aviation follows market cycles. So when the economy expands, our operations expand. When it contracts, we contract as well. And clearly, this recession is forcing a very painful contraction. Operations are down over 30%. Manufacturing jobs are being lost. Pilot jobs are being lost. Service jobs are being lost. Fuelers are losing. Our general aviation airports are hurting as well. It is a very difficult time. Having said that, we continue to believe in the future. We know aviation will return, our economy will return, and our air transportation system will be critically challenged as it moves forward. That is why we have always supported moving forward with NextGen. General aviation is not only supporting NextGen with rhetoric, we're supporting it with dollars. We commend this subcommittee for the tremendous work it has done over a two-year process, immersing itself into the FAA funding issue, understanding the needs and the challenges, and coming forward with a plan that we believe makes NextGen a reality. We also support the process that you have not just come forward here, but the process that the Senate brought forward to the Senate floor last spring. This is a process that builds on the general aviation fuel taxes and allows us to adjust those taxes to support NextGen. We continue to support this approach. We will not back away from it. We look forward to working with you on making NextGen a reality. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We thank you.